that you have the Spirit in you? She says, I do, and I know that I do. He says, I see the Spirit in you. She said, now I want that Spirit to take control of your body. Now, this stretches me, so I'm sharing something just that I read, okay? He said, now I want you to, you've given your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, and you've given your spirit over to Jesus, but Jesus wants to sanctify you completely. He wants to have your body too. So I want you to give your body to Jesus right now. And he preached to this lady and shared with her about that. 10 minutes later, every bone, every knuckle, everything in her body straightened completely up. That amazes me. And I'm pressing in because if it's available, it's mine. You might say, well, that was just for him. No, wrong. He's a child. I'm a child. No child is more important than one other. It's our inheritance, and it's something that's important. And God says it in his word, sanctify you completely, spirit, soul, and body. Well, what's it mean to have your body sanctified? Well, we can say, well, that's when we get to heaven, we get new bodies. But that's not what he preached, and that's not what happened. That amazes me, man. That's like stretching. That stretches me big time. Like God wants to set out your tent stakes farther. That's like stretching the cords, man. Because these people would come in and he'd get them to realize Christ in their body and their flesh would be made whole. I mean, this guy got the bubonic plague. They dropped the pure strain because he told them, look, the resurrection power in me is greater than anything. This thing will die when it touches my flesh because of Christ in his body. He said, the spirit, soul, and body, my brain, my tissue is Christ. That stretches me, man. That's like huge. And this plague, they looked at it under a microscope. A couple seconds after it dropped and it was dead.